Kong. International correspondent.
We turn our attention now to Europe, where we look at what's the latest coming out of Europe. Katie McDonald, as usual, our European correspondent, all the way from Budapest, Hungary, joining us on the show this morning. Katie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm great. I'm sort of sitting here enjoying a rainfall and, yeah, that lovely cool breeze that comes along with the rain. So, yeah, quite happy.
And, you know, rain has that distinct smell. I can't tell you what it is.
Oh.
But it's just a wonderful smell that we have. All right. You and me, Katie, can go on forever. All right. Let's talk about Sweden. What's the latest coming out of Sweden?
Yeah, well, look, I've mentioned before, you know, the sort of shenanigans, if one could call it that, going on up in the Baltic region. And the fact that, quite a few months ago, Sweden reintroduced military conscription. But now what's happened is they've launched their largest military exercise in or drill in 23 years. So it's a huge military exercise. It's going to involve over 20,000 troops or 20,000 troops approximately. The drills are going to take place on air, on land, on sea. There's a contingent of over 1,000 US soldiers also involved. This kicked off yesterday. It's a three-week drill, and it's going to take place around the Baltic Sea, which is a very strategic area, and in particular, the island of Gotland. So it's a region surrounding Stockholm and Göteborg. I'm not good at my Swedish pronunciation. So according to the Swedish military, it's an exercise designed to deter potential attackers and force them to carefully consider the risks of attacking their country. Sweden, by the way, is not a member of NATO. And there's major pressure from Russia for the Swedes not to join NATO. But it's going to be a joint Finnish-Swedish and NATO drill. And interestingly enough, at the same time, Russia and Belarus are holding a massive joint military exercise, and that begins on Thursday. So it's, you know, the show of strength. You know, who's got more military might? Russia or the Swedes and the Westerners?
I wonder if we're not heading to World War III. I think it's a possibility. Okay, but fine. You're talking
Just quickly. I mean, you know, the things that experts do say, it would be likely, or a huge attack would be more likely to be a cyber attack than, you know, a sort of normal one. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to watch.
Yeah, certainly it will be. And six injured after suspected tear gas attack at Frankfurt Airport.
Yeah, look, it, at the moment, it doesn't seem as though there's anything majorly sinister about it. But basically, there was a gas that was released yesterday at Frankfurt Airport. And there's six people that suffered, you know, the resultant effects, eye irritation and such things. They think it was tear gas, and it happened at the check-in counter. Now, one German tabloid reported that an unknown person sprayed what they called an irritating substance at people at the check-in desk. You know, the situation was very quickly brought under control, but the whole thing is Germany, as other European states, are in a state of high alert with everything that's going on and the terror attacks that have been happening. So at the moment, it seems to have been an incident that they've controlled, and it just frightened quite a few people, as you could well imagine.
And, you know, this story, I was trying to wrap my head around it, and I suppose I'm like thinking to myself, am I missing something here, where the Netherlands is saying they're thinking of allowing children to have more than two legal parents. I thought,
That's interesting. One of the things that haven't. Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking to myself, why? Why did it even come up? Okay. But I'm listening.
Okay. Well, but this is just it. You know, you've got to look at traditional versus non-traditional, and you've got to look at the cultures as well. But there's a legal status, that dictates that a child has two parents, and they're the two people that can, give consent for medical care and such things. But look, it's an ongoing story in the Netherlands, and I found it really interesting because if you look at the world, or, you know, large parts of the world, there's definitely a growth in what we would term as non-traditional families. So at the moment, in the eyes of the law in the Netherlands, a child can have only two parents. And the Dutch, I mean, remember, they were the first to legalize gay marriage in 2001. And now these Dutch gay rights groups and advocates for non-traditional families, they've been working on getting the country to allow what they term multiple parentage. Because they say that, you know, this rule of two, or having two parents, doesn't match, you know, what's happening in modern day parenting. So they've been making fair progress. But of late, politics seems to have gotten to the way, with a couple of parties questioning it. But interestingly enough, Abs, it's been questioned not on an ideological platform, but this political one. Now, you said you're trying to get your head around it too. Think about it. It's not just an issue of gay parenting, but you look at households, you know, after a remarriage or perhaps a death, you know, step-parenting and such things. So what we know as a traditional nuclear family, yeah, it's changed a huge amount.
You know, Katie, I'm gonna say something that was very controversial, but I saw something, you know, with this whole people identifying, you know, trying to work with the times that we're in. You know that someone can identify as something else. If someone doesn't identify as a specific gender, they can always identify as another gender. So there's no limits to that. I saw a picture saying, let's talk about it, but there's a picture of an old guy holding up weights, you know, this deadlifting weight thing. And it says that I identify as a six-year-old. In this picture, this guy is competing against six-year-olds. And he says, I identify as a six-year-old. I know it was the driest humor you'll ever find. It was satire. But I think, you know, there's going to come a time where we're going to have to discuss, how far can we push these things? How far can we tweak and turn and sort of change that here and there? I'm not saying it's wrong to do so. I'm saying there will come a time in the future.
No, you're correct. And, you know, the fact is, it's an issue with, you know, multiple layers. And, yeah, it causes a lot of debate, and rightly so, because we do need to debate these things. I was trying to explain the concept of traditional family in South Africa to someone the other day. We all have differences, but, the legal standpoint is quite an interesting one. So anyway, they're working on it. They're working on it, and we'll see what happens. Could be another first.
All right, and so who's painting who over who's who?
Banksy. So for those, I know, those lovers of street art and, you know, political commentary in street art, you know, the British street artist Banksy, I mean, he's a major icon. And, you know, his works can sell for hundreds of thousands of euros. Anyway, he painted three murals in Calais, sort of, in response to the what was happening over there with the migrants in 2015. And this one gentleman has had the mural on the side of his building painted over because he said the house was starting to look shabby and needed an upgrade. I mean, he did approach local authorities to see if they could help with the upkeep, and he didn't get any joy there. So much to the dread of many people, it's almost like kind of, yeah, defacing a great master, a work of art. He's had this Banksy mural painted over. So, yeah.
And it's one of those things where if he's already done it, what can you do to him? Yeah, it's like, yeah, he's already done the painting. Yeah. So nothing, yeah, you can just be angry at him, but other than that, nothing more.
No, I suppose so. But, you know, the bizarre thing is the painting could well have been worth as much as the building itself. So,
life, it's this thing, Met Asia. KD, thank you so much for joining us once again. We do this again on Thursday. Good morning to you.
We will indeed.
Thank you so much. Katie McDonald, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Thank you.